Dr. Pinsky dictating Amen. Hasib, H-A-S-E-E-B. Mohammed, M-O-H-A-M-M-E-D. The examinee was accompanied to the evaluation by Sita, S-I-T-A, Mohammed, to help serve as a translator. Great, according to the information obtained from the examinee in this fashion, Mr. Mohammed is a 54-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 7-16-18 when he was in a motor vehicle accident. Great, as a result, he believes he injured his neck and lumbar region. Great, he did not go to the emergency room, period. He had further evaluation and treatment, including neck surgery on 12-21-18 and back surgery on 10-22-21, period. And the rest of that is normal. The paragraph as per his claim petition, Mr. Muhammad alleges in the motor vehicle accident on 7-16-18, he sustained cervical, spine, and back injuries. Great, treatment records show he was seen by virtual occupational on 7-17-18. Gertie stated the previous day he was driving a car when a car ran a stop sign and hit him. Gertie's airbags deployed and he hit the left side of his body. Gertie complained of pain in the left side of his neck, left shoulder, and a burning sensation starting in his neck, continuing through the left arm. Period, denies any previous injuries. Period. He was diagnosed with a neck sprain and began on naproxen and Flexeril. Period, he followed up and on 8-22-18 was referred for cervical spine x-rays. Period, he followed up again through 8-29-18, nurse practitioner Steele, S-T-E-E-L, wrote the cervical spine film showed mild degenerative changes. Perry then referred him for consultation with an orthopedic specialist. Perry was to continue physical therapy and remain on light duty. Perry, new paragraph on 9-7-18, he came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Chiron, C-A-I-R-O-N-E. Period. He had not had any x-rays of the lumbar spine to that point. Period. They were taken demonstrating a wedge deformity at the L4 vertebral body, and this appears to be an acute fracture at L4. Period. Multiple views of the cervical spine demonstrated no signs of fracture or degenerative disc disease. Period. Dr. Chiron offered diagnoses of cervical sprain and lumbar sprain with deformity of the L4 vertebral body. Period. He wanted a cervical and lumbar spine MRI and recommended continuation of therapy. Period. In the paragraph, he had a cervical spine MRI on 9-17-18. Be inserted. Period. He had his lumbar spine MRI the same day to be inserted. Period. He followed up with Dr. Chiron on 10-5-18, but had forgotten to bring his lumbar MRI with him. Period. He did so on the visit of 10-12-18. Period. His review of the lumbar MRI was that it demonstrated stenosis at the L4-5 region on the left with a small disc herniation. Period, he recommended lumbar microdiscectomy at L4-5 on the left. Period. As of, scratch that new paragraph, he was then seen at Rothman by Dr. K, K-A-Y-E. Period. He related that he did have an attorney relative to this accident, period. He was diagnosed with cervical radiculopathy, period. He submitted to cervical spine surgery on 12/21/18 to be inserted here. Period. He followed up postoperatively on 1/3/19. Period. His preoperative arm pain had completely resolved. Period. He also was not complaining of any neck pain. Period. He had not needed any narcotics since coming home from the surgery. Period. Diagnostic assessments were converted to cervicalgia as well as status post arthrodesis. Period. Dr. Chiron saw him regularly over the next several weeks. Period. On the 3/19/19 visit, he related the previous week he was starting to get occasional base of the neck pain without any radiation. But he also had some lower back and left lower extremity pain with numbness and tingling. Period. Upon exam, he was found to have some neck spasm as well as low back spasm and left lower extremity radiculopathy. Period. By the lumbar MRI report, he had postrolateral disc herniation at L4-5, causing some compression at the L5 traversing nerve root. Period. He was going to return for review of this MRI. Period. On 5/30/19, he saw Dr. K again and was supposed to return in 2.5 months. Period. He was doing very well overall. Period. New paragraph. He returned to Dr. K on 12/10/19, continuing to get lower back pain and predominantly left lower extremity pain and numbness and tingling, and a largely L5 distribution. Period. They review the MRI, demonstrating a broad-based disc herniation, slightly eccentric postrolateral at the L4-5 level, giving him moderate left lateral recess stenosis. Period. Otherwise, he saw no significant evidence of high-grade stenosis. Period. He recommended a course of physical therapy. Period. On 10/8/20, they were trying to obtain authorization for another injection at the L5-S1 level. Period. On 12/1/20, it was noted he had failed to improve with therapy, comma, anti-inflammatories, and injections. Period. Dr. K wrote, surgery is not necessarily the answer. However, I think it likely will give him permanent and definitive relief. So, recommended it. Period. Surgery in lumbar spine was done to be inserted. Actually, before that, he had another lumbar MRI that was reviewed by Dr. K on 4/15/21. Period. The epidural injection gave him temporary relief, although the pain then recurs. Period. He remains symptomatic at 9/10. Despite 2 epidural injections. Period. They then elected to pursue surgical intervention. Period. Lumbar surgery was done to be inserted here. Period. This was on 10/22/21. Physical exam. general appearance, he focused on his pain and limitations throughout the evaluation. Pretty wore a compression sleeve on his right knee and ankle, period. He complained of pain in the left arm that comes down from his neck. Pretty states he now has to depend on someone else and he cannot do anything himself, period. His knee and right leg swell at night, period. Extremities upper inspection revealed a jagged scar on the dorsal aspect of the right wrist consistent with possible trauma or surgery. Paired left shoulder abduction was 150 degrees with tenderness but no crepitus. Paired motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, or knocking. Paired magnumoscultism was 5/5 for resisted left hand grasp but was otherwise 5/5. Extremities lower, right hip flexion was to 60 degrees with tenderness, though it was otherwise full in all spheres without discomfort. Paired motion with the right knee was from 0 to 105 degrees of flexion with no crepitus or tenderness, period. Motion of the knees, ankles, and hips was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Deep tendon reflexions at the patella were 1+, and at the Achilles 2+, bilaterally. Paired manual testing was 5/5 for resisted right hamstring and quadricep strength, and 4+ plantar flexor strength. Paired these were otherwise 5/5. Paired he had tenderness at the tibial plateau. Paired squeezing the right foot also elicited tenderness. Paired modified proprioceptive maneuvers at the knees were normal. Paired feet and ankle maneuvers normal. Spine cervical inspection revealed a right central anterior scar consists with a surgery but preserved low daughter curve. Paired flexion and right rotation were full to 50 and 80 degrees respectively. Paired bilateral side bending was 20 degrees, common extension 30 degrees, and left rotation 65 degrees. He was tender at the left trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. Paired there was no palpable spasm or tenderness of the paracervical musculature. Paired sphenoidal maneuver elicited low back tenderness that is non-physiologic and suggestive of positive axial loading sign for symptom magnification. Thoracic, normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated with a limp on the right, using a cane in his left hand. Paired he could stand on his heels, but not on his toes. Paired he changed position slowly and was able to squat to 60 degrees. Paired inspection revealed a midline 1¼-inch scar, consistent with his surgery. Paired this area was tender to palpation. Paired he sat at 90 degrees flexion, but actively flexed to 70 degrees and extended to 50 degrees. Paired bilateral rotation, the side band were accomplished fully without discomfort. Paired there was tenderness to palpation about the right sciatic notch and left paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but not their counterparts. Paired the rest, rest of that section is normal. And go back to lower extremities. He had a healed longitudinal scar at the posterior heel and Achilles tendon. Paired at the right knee, there were 3 fairly longitudinal scars. Paired the 2 most lateral measured 4 inches in length, and the medial scar measured 6 inches in length. Paired. And we'll go to impressions. Haseeb Mohammed was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision on 7/16/18. Paired. He sustained injuries to the cervical and lumbar spine, for which he received extensive treatment and diagnostic workup. Paired underwent surgery on both the cervical and lumbar spines to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. I have been advised that after being discharged from cervical spine treatment, he requested additional treatment to the lumbar spine. Actually, scratch that whole sentence. Prior to the lumbar surgery, he suffered another work accident on 4/27/21 when he fell from a ladder. Period. Mr. Muhammad is only taking Tylenol for pain. Pretty wears supports on the right knee, foot, and ankle. Paired the latter does not comport with the subject injury. Period. New paragraph. There is 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. There is 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine. Period. I do need to mention the L4 compression fracture that was treated conservatively. Period. And that should be the end.